From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Cross, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Cross could build the White Cross with her eyes shut, and sometimes she did, just to feel the cube argue back. Four edges, four homes. Her thumbs found the corners before she chose to find them. On her chest, a small stopwatch charm swung and clicked against a button, and she let it, the way you let a metronome keep time you no longer need. Scramble, look, breathe, solve the cross, then the next thing, and the next thing, always in that order, always the same road under her hands. People watched her at the dojo and assumed she was fast because she was gifted. She wasn't gifted. She was ordered. Cross, then the first two layers, then orient the top, then permute the top. She had walked that path so many thousands of times that it had worn smooth, like a stair step dipped in the middle from use. That was the whole secret, if it was a secret at all. One road, walked until it disappeared into her.
She had not always been ordered. There had been a summer when she was small and furious, a cheap cube in her fist, watching a video of someone solve in 9 seconds and feeling something hot climb up the back of her neck. She tried to copy everything at once, 100 move sequences half-learned, a jumble of turns she couldn't tell apart. Her cube would come close and then collapse into color soup, and she would push it away and refuse to touch it for days. Her grandmother, who fixed clocks, watched this happen 3 afternoons in a row. On the 4th, she set a single tiny gear on the table between them. "Learn this one," she said. "Only this one. Where it sits, what it turns." Cross wanted to say a clock had 100 gears, and she needed all of them now. But she learned the one gear. Then the next week, one more. By autumn, she could open a clock and read it like a sentence. Something in her uncoiled. It turned out you could not swallow a whole method. You could only learn one true piece, wear it in, and then reach for the next.
Years later, a letter came from the Cube Dojo, sealed with a small pressed cube print in wax. They were gathering people who each carried one part of the craft, and they wanted the one who carried the road itself, the order of it, the patience of it. She arrived on a cold morning and found the mentor, Cubix, waiting in a room loud with the clicks and clacks of a dozen cubes. He did not ask her to prove she was fast. He handed her a scrambled cube and said only, "Show me how you begin." Cross turned it over, found the white center, and built the cross without hurrying. 4 edges into 4 homes, quiet and exact, under 6 seconds, and yet somehow unhurried. Then she stopped and looked up, the rest of the cube still scrambled in her palm. "You didn't finish," Cubic said, and she could tell it was a test. "You asked how I begin," Cross said. "The beginning is the whole method in miniature. If I begin in a mess, the mess follows me to the end." Cubix's mouth moved into something that was nearly a smile. He gave her the lessons layer and the stopwatch charm and the space beside the window where the light came in.
The boy's name was Alex, and he had been stuck at 45 seconds for 3 weeks, which to a 12-year-old is roughly a geological age. He sat hunched, glaring at his cube as if it had insulted him. "Everyone else is doing F2L and OLL and PLL and all these letters," he said when Cross sat down beside him. "I'm still doing it the baby way, layer by layer. I feel like I missed a class where they handed out the real method." "There's no baby way," Cross said. "Layer by layer is a real road. It got you here. But you feel a ceiling, and the ceiling is real too." She took his scrambled cube and without a word laid the cross in under 6 seconds and set it back down, cross side up. "That's the first stage. Same cross you already built. The only change is you plan it before your fingers move. Now watch the part that actually changes everything." She scrambled again and held 2 pieces up for him, a corner and an edge, sitting apart on the top layer.
Your way, you place the corner. Then, separately, you hunt down the middle edge and fight it into place. Two trips. Her fingers drew the corner and edge together in the upper layer until they clicked into a matched pair, and then in one folding motion, she tucked the pair down into its slot. Pair them up top, insert them together. One trip, that's F2L. Whoa, Alex breathed. That's kind of magic. It's not magic, it's fewer trips, Cross said, and she was smiling now. Then, OLL. She turned the cube so only the top face was scrambled, ran a short, crisp sequence, and the whole top went yellow at once. One move sequence orients the last layer. Then, PLL. Another quick flurry. One more sequence slides the pieces into their right homes. Solved. Alex stared at the finished cube like it might vanish. How many of those sequences are there? In the full method, 78. She watched his face fall and caught it before it hit the floor. But nobody eats 78 at once. You start with 4. Learn 1, wear it in. Use it 100 times until your hands own it and your brain gets to rest. Then you reach for the next one. She tapped the stopwatch charm gently. Once. Speed isn't a thing you're born holding, Alex. It's a road you wear smooth, one piece at a time.
Alex didn't get faster that afternoon. He wasn't supposed to. He learned the fast cross and one single F2L pair. And he did that one pair maybe 40 times until it stopped feeling like a decision and started feeling like a habit. When he finally looked up, the frustration that had been sitting on his chest like a stone had turned into something lighter. Not gone, but pointed somewhere now, aimed down a road instead of thrown at a wall. Cross watched him go, cube clicking as he walked, and felt the small, warm loosening she always felt when someone stopped trying to swallow the whole thing and started, instead, to walk. She rested her thumb against the stopwatch charm and let it be still. There was no hurry. That was the gladness of it, knowing the road was there and that it would wait, patient as a worn stare, for anyone willing to take the first true step.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cross. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.